Broadcasting live from Georgia State University's Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day at Center Park Stadium in downtown Atlanta. It's time for GSU E&I Radio. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here live from the Main Street Entrepreneurs Seed Fund Demo Day. The room's buzzing. The pitches are done. It is exciting time for these folks. It could be life-changing for some of the folks here. Right now, we have Karen Wheel Carter, and she's the Associate Dean of Strategic Initiatives at the GSU Perimeter College. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you so much, Lee. It's awesome to be here. What a great day for entrepreneurs.
Isn't it? This is just, it must make you so proud to see the folks coming out of GSU doing work like this and making the impact that they're making.
It is awesome. I am so excited when I see our students have a noodle or kernel of an idea in a class 2-3 years ago, and they nurture it and they baby it. And sometimes it blows up, but then they get into a partnership with the Main Street program. They get the right support, and suddenly they are gangbusters. And this is awesome.
And that's really at the heart of the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund. The folks that maybe wouldn't have gotten a chance in another environment, they wouldn't have had the chance to just test that idea, to experiment, to see if there is something there. And here they are doing it. And you've seen them from the beginning. I guess you were involved with this event at the very, very beginning of when they were screening the folks. So you got to see a lot of different ideas, but to see them evolve into where they are today must make you so proud.
Oh, I am extremely proud of our students, of the Main Street team. The fact that they are willing to put themselves out there and say, this is my idea, and it may not float or rise to the top the first go-round, but to see students spend time and competitively work on their projects and come back for a second chance is just fantastic.
But isn't that at the heart of university, right? You want to be the place where those ideas get to germinate and they get to expand and contract and change and spin around and pivot and whatever it has to be just to thrive and to blossom in some form.
You know, I believe that we are the incubation center for failing forward.
That's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes you get it right, and sometimes you tweak it.
Right.
But the idea is to keep working on it and at it. And I love when we come to work every day and we see students who keep working on it and keep working at it. They are our success. And we have to think about entrepreneurship as the new way of doing business, not for some, but for many.
And for all, if we can, I think.
Absolutely.
And you said it by saying failing forward. To me, failing forward is learning, and that's at the heart of what a university does. It teaches you how to learn, to be a better learner, so you can just be the best you can be.
Absolutely. When you think about what it takes to learn, learning doesn't just happen when you get it right the first time, because that really could have been an accident.
Exactly. That could be just luck.
That's right. So it's practicing what it is that you've learned until you practice it perfectly for you and for the thing that you want to grow as an entrepreneur.
So how do you see kind of this mindset, this entrepreneurial mindset, kind of permeate the university and college systems?
You know, I'm so pleased with how it is permeating our systems. As our students had to pivot and our faculty had to pivot because of COVID, we all had to become more innovative in how we teach, how we learn. And I see our students going, oh, wait a minute, I can juggle more than one thing at a time by learning how to use my time more effectively to get the most bang for my buck. And so this entrepreneurial spirit, I think, has grown even more because they're looking for more than one way to get the job done, more than one way to learn, more than one way to connect with their colleagues in class and with their faculty.
And the Main Street Entrepreneur Seed Fund has kind of a little of everything. You get the mentorship. You get resources to really test your idea. You get a community that's there to help you. There's folks at all different levels that help these entrepreneurs take their idea and really test it and experiment to see if it's going to fly or not. And then here we are where this is, you know, somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to walk away with a nice chunk of change here, and they're going to be able to take their idea and really see if it flies or not. It's exciting.
It is. Let me tell you, the other reason I'm here today at Demo Day is because this Main Street Seed Project is a forerunner for us at Perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, we are doing a small-scale version of this as a pilot for Perimeter College, which is our two-year institution.
Right.
And so we will have 40 students
Wow.
who will be doing a showcase where they will be engaged in a smaller version of a demo day. And it's the opportunity for us to see how this was done and how to build on and capitalize on that synergy that you're talking about, that energy between each of the students who've learned in this environment,
right,
helping one another to grow their individual businesses and then collaborate. We are looking to see how we can learn from this to grow our program at the Perimeter campuses.
Well, it's important because every entrepreneur in here is so collaborative that most of them want to give back and help the next round of people. And now you have, this is cohort number two. And I was talking to some of the folks at cohort number one, and they can't wait to go back and mentor and help these people. It creates a whole community, and you get this ripple effect of entrepreneurs helping other entrepreneurs, paying it forward, paying it back. That's where magic can really happen. And this is really, for Atlanta, the metro area, this is really the heart of the entrepreneur scene, I think.
I think you're absolutely right. You know, Erica mentioned the ecosystem, the entrepreneurial ecosystem. We know that we are training our students in the soft and hard skills. You know, there's the technical stuff that you need for a job.
Sure.
But then there's that soft skill piece. In between the two of those, I think, is the heart of the entrepreneur. It's how you connect those
right.
concepts and deliver on your best. And so when we think about moving this entrepreneurship program beyond our Atlanta campus to the other five campuses, we really are talking about training our students to be successful as their own business owners or in partnerships with others who have similar ideas and skill sets, not having to have it all, but having the skill to know where to find it all
right.
and to become more collaborative in your vision. When I looked at this year's programs, I got so tickled. About 8 years ago, I was teaching the entrepreneurship on our Clarkston campus, and a team of our students were looking at how to collect food waste.
Right.
To turn it into...
That sounds familiar.
Doesn't that sound... I looked at that and I thought, is that one of my former students?
Right.
And it wasn't, but the first thing that came to my mind is, when I leave here, is connecting
right.
this cohort fellow and group with my former students to say, hey, how yeah. can you all grow
that's right. look
that
for
business?
Synergies, that's right, and networks and relationships, and that's what it's all about. And imagine a world where it's like you said, it's not this one campus, it's all the five campuses all connecting, all colliding and teaming up and joining forces and then helping each other. Then you have a multiplier effect. Then you're really leveraging the brain power of all the people. It's a chance to really make a lot of magic happen. It's exciting to be part of.
I think so as well. I am so pleased by what I've seen. I'm excited to take this back to our faculty at Perimeter and to share it, not just in our business program, but it's
right.
interdisciplinary,
exactly.
right?
It has to be. And that's really where I think that they did a great job at GSU to really make it part of the DNA of the university entrepreneurship. It's not just for the business people. It should be on every system should have an opportunity to at least think like an entrepreneur, to learn how to think like an entrepreneur. Because whether you have a career for a boss, for somebody working for somebody else, you can still be an entrepreneur within that.
Absolutely, you ought to, because you're always selling your brand.
Right.
If you're not selling your brand, then you are losing value
right.
on your productivity, on your worth. So our students are learning not only how to sell a product or a service, they're learning how to sell themselves.
Exactly, because your boss is your client.
Absolutely.
And
always.
Once you realize that, you're going to look at the world a little differently.
And I want a lot more clients for all of the people who are participating. The more clients you have, the more you have an opportunity to change the face of this
right.
community and beyond.
That's right. And that way you're not you have multiple revenue streams where you can now protect yourself, and you're not relying on one place for all your money and all your resources. Now you can spread the risk, and then you can withstand when chaos happens like it did in the pandemic. You're not kind of beholden to one person, and then you lose your job, and then now what do? You're kind of lost. But if you're an entrepreneur, there's always opportunity somewhere.
And I think so many more students are catching on to that idea. One of the most, I guess, heartwarming moments was last year when we were looking at how do we keep students engaged in the E&I program on the perimeter campuses, mm-hmm. with many of our students being remote.
Right.
We offered them the opportunity to come down to GSU Launch. Erica made space available, and then she also connected them to faculty and staff to help them think through their ideas beyond their class assignments, beyond the thing that they thought they were coming for. They had space where it was quiet,
right.
and they could think, and they could make those important connections between concepts and a practical product or service that now is going to allow them to have a responsible way of making money and expanding their income.
Good stuff. Well, congratulations on all the success. If people want to get involved in the entrepreneur program at your campus, what's the best way to connect with you or somebody at GSU?
They can contact me, Karen Will Carter, kwillcarter@gsu.edu. They can go through Erica Bracey, or they can reach out to Michelle Dillionaire on the Dunwoody campus for Perimeter College. And we are looking forward to people becoming partners with us, both sponsors and promoters and evaluators of our students' work, as well as more students who are ready to take the plunge into entrepreneurship.
Good stuff. Well, thank you again for sharing your story. You're doing important work, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lee. Take care.
All right, this is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Demo Day 2021.